Yes. Today's question asked is, what this Vani spiritual lecture is, and can it change my life? What is asked is, this Vani, the spiritual lecture, can it change my life? The word Vani, which we say the spiritual lecture, first we should understand the Vani, the spiritual lecture. Vani word as used by me for my spiritual lectures. So first we should understand what the spiritual lecture is. What is the spiritual? Because the subject is spiritual and lecture means what I am speaking to you, which I say the Vani. So subject is spiritual, speaking about spirituality is Vani. Speaking about spirituality is Vani. In other words, spiritual lecture is Vani, deals with spirituality. Now, what the spirituality is, before I tell you that how the life will transform, how your life will be changed. What the change? Outside, your eyes, nose, your tongue, your mouth, your ears, your hands or legs will change. What will change? What the change will come in you? Blood will remain the same. Inside bones will remain the same. You outside will remain the same. So what changes will come by listening to the spiritual lecture? What changes will come by listening to the spiritual lecture? The changes in your thought. Thoughts are the engine. Thoughts are the engine which takes your this body, your this vehicle to the particular route. Whatever thoughts you have in your mind will take you outside where the thoughts are flowing. So change in your thoughts. Change in your thoughts. That is what spirituality does. In world also, you get change in your thoughts. Someone says you, for example, let us go to disco. Have a whiskey. And your thoughts immediately says, no, I don't want to go. I have some other work. Or I don't like whiskey. Just destroys the lungs. I don't want it. Destroys the liver. I don't like it. These things came in mind. Doctor advised you not to drink. And your mind says, no, I will not go, otherwise my liver or lungs will get destroyed. And you have just taken this thought, your friend just standing in front of you, going to disco with the whiskey, sometimes cigarette or some, but nowadays weed or any other drugs. And immediately your thought had said no. It will destroy my body parts. Doctor had already warned me. So immediately I said, I will not go. He says you and you refuses. Immediately what happens? You just sit down there, or you may go to church. If your mind says, let us go to church. Let us go to some temple or to some market for buying something which was required, and the thought says yes, you immediately move to the church and your friend goes to the disco. You move to the market. What I want to say to you, this is the thought which takes you wherever you put okay to your thought. When you put okay, immediately your body moves to the same direction. Now, there are two ways where your thought decides either to go left or right. Left way goes to the bad things, destruction, destroyed, materialistic world, and other goes to the good way, good path, good places, good people meeting, which can liberate you, salvate you, enlighten you, which can give you bliss, peace. So this is thought which decides where to go, bad or the good. Your mind says bad, your body moves to the same place. You may go to discos, you may go to somewhere drugs, you may go to some cross area. And if you think in the good way, you may go to the church, you may go to some good company of the spiritual people, some spiritual get together, listening to the spiritual master, to the church. So whatever your mind make okay to your thought, your body moves in the same direction. Now, will be easy for you to understand the spirituality. Spirituality is nothing but taking you on the best path of your life. Why I say best? Because this will not only give you bliss here in this outside world, wherever you are with your nears and dears or with any of your work, job, business, anywhere, will take you to the bliss state in this world till you depart from this body, which we say the death. And not only spirituality will bring bliss in this world till the death, but also after the death will take you to the bliss home. Bliss home means you are blessed. You are blessed. So bliss home is God home, which we say somewhere Parbrahm, Satchkhand. So that is a place where you will go after the death, after leaving this body, leaving this vehicle. So spirituality takes you from this world to the other world, the God world. Once you reach to the God world, you are not coming in this death world, in this body of birth and death. And if you are in the bad way, your thoughts are going in the bad way, You will move to the wrong things. You will attach to the wrong things. And at last, what will happen? You are going after the death to all that punishment species, like animal, bird, insect, trees, and to the hell. And thereafter, again, you are coming in the human birth. And same procedure, again, the thought and two ways. So one way takes you to the disturbed state. Disturbed, naturally, when you go to disco for drinks, for drugs, you are not happy. You are not happy. You are going to buy the happiness. Buy the happiness, because disco will not give you free entry. Drinks you will not get free. Drugs you will not get free. So whatever you buy, remember it. Whatever you buy is just for the outside world. Happiness you buy, but sadness comes. Happiness will follow the sadness. So happiness you buy. You buy a good cloth. You buy a good Mercedes for happiness. You go to some place to visit for happiness. But wherever you go for happiness, you are buying it. Spending money if you are going to some place. Spending money for buying the clothes. Spending money for clothes. This is your car. If you want to buy a house, house gives you happiness. So everywhere is a money deal. Buying of happiness will follow the sadness. And at the other part, in the spirituality, there is no buying and selling. You cannot buy happiness when you go to the spiritual route. When you meet with the spiritual master, there is no buying and selling. Game is going on. Nothing. Because spirituality is beyond the buying and selling. Buying and selling is called the business. And spirituality is not the business. In spirituality, only the one comes is the love. Love is not for sale. Where love is for sale, that is not the love. That is the only bottom level love. Falling love. You will fall in that love. And love which cannot be bought is the spiritual love. There you rise in love. And when you rise in love, it goes to the devotion. Devotion, which we say bhakti. If you heard this word, bhakti. So bhakti means meeting with the Bhagavan, the God. And God and Bhagavan, who is? All those names you take. Rama and Krishna from the old era. Buddha, Mahavira, Jesus, Muhammad, Kabir, Farid, Guru Nanak Dev, Ram Paramahansa, Sai Baba, Mirabai, Sahajobai, Lallabai, Laojju, Sukrati, and many more. All these were the gods, or God messenger, or God son, whatever name, word. Whichever relation you like with the God, you make it. Jesus liked him, said him father. Ram Paramahansa liked, said him mother. This is your choice. Whatever you say. So, spirituality is just giving you love, love, love without any sale or buy procedure. And that love without the buying and selling will always keep you in happy mode, bliss mode. And this bliss will be, one day you will be blessed. The moment you leave the body, you are blessed. Back to the God home. Sitting with all the godly people. So the main, this theory, if you understand, your thoughts are the engine which will take your this compartment and this train or this plane. That is the engine. You take him in any direction. Choice is yours. When God created you, he just said you. You want to go to the wine shop. You want to go to the church, temple, your choice. You want in the company of the bad people speaking all negative. Or you want in the company of spiritual always speaking positive. You go yourself. If you go in the wrong way, you will be dying and coming back to this world again, as you have come today. And if you are going in the company of those positive people, spiritual people, You are going out of this birth and death cycle. And after death, infinite life ahead, you will be God home. So it is your choice. God had given you choice. Even God had created you. Your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your ears, your hands, your legs. God would have just slapped on your face if you are not going to the good path. God had given you mind. See, He could have made you blind immediately. He would have taken your eyes. He would have paralyzed you. But He is not doing. That's why He is saying the God. God means the one who is love. Now, as a worldly parents give chance to their children that one day he will become all right. Today he is not understanding. He is taking drugs, drinks, all bad company. One day he will understand and come back on the right track. So they are waiting. The worldly parents. So he is the God, Lord, not worldly. So Lord God, the parents of everyone who was born on this earth before us and who will be born after us. He is the father, he is the mother of all the creation on this earth. So he had a big infinite compassion. Infinite compassion means love like a sea. And he is waiting. God is waiting that one day my son will come back on the right track. And let me tell you, all those who became God or godly people were going on the route in the world and one day they diverted to the Lord route. And when they diverted and they gone into the company of those positive thoughts, went into the company of the spiritual people and they got it and they were enlightened. So, it is up to you now to decide. So you say, will it change my life? Definitely. Because I am giving you a spiritual lecture. And this spiritual lecture, by listening, because every thought of yours, by listening only, you are diverting yourself. You are just going to the mobile and you are looking anyone and falling. You see, nowadays a big trend that everyone is liking. Everyone. There are thousands of gurus, thousands of masters like they are following. And they do not know to whom they are following, how many people are following them. At least you see the one who is speaker, how much time he had come on the YouTube or your channel, whatever. A long time had gone. He is on the channel for 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 1 year. And he has no followers. Hardly a 10,000, 5,000, 50,000 followers in a year. Why to follow the one? Follow the one who is really somewhere spiritual and taking you to the right route. But you are just following everyone and taking every whatever one speaking, taking all the sayings, following it and then going into the vein. Someone says, take more weed, you will be in bliss. Someone says, take drugs, you will be in bliss. Don't obey your parents. Okay. So you are just following. Do affirmation this. You will get the God. Or you will get this, your future, whatever you want. Do affirmation full day you are speaking. You have seen. I have gone through many people like this. Especially youngs. So affirmation is what? It is this as you understand that this you want. Go on this. Not that if I say, I should get the good food, good food will come in the mouth and I will get it. You have to work for the good food, bhai. Huh? I should have good health. If you are making exercise, you are going to the gym, taking some inhale, exhale exercise, breathing exercise, then only you will be well. Otherwise, sitting in the room and just making affirmation, I should have a good health, will not. It is going to make bad health. And making more affirmation may break your brain. Because you are not making it practical. You are not executing it. Once you execute it, then only you will get it. Make the aim. What can be done for? Because you have the hands, legs, your organs, sense organs, action organs to just work for the karma. Not by just doing by mouth and you will get it. affirm yourself, determine yourself, then just execute that. Not working and making affirmation is of no use. If I say, I want to go to New York, and automatically I'll go. I have to just apply for the visa. I have to do the formalities if I have to go to America, or visa will come automatically in my home. I am not producing the documents, and embassy will give me, but I want to go to America. You have the brilliant mind. To whom you are following, just look into the one. By saying, you will not get. So you should just follow the one who had gone into the things which have proved. He gives the proof of it. If I say you will change your life, you should not believe in me. You should practically listen to it. If I say just listen 30 lectures, you listen 30 lectures. If you are not getting change in your life, forget me. Find the next. So, don't just follow anyone. And if you follow someone, see the results. And results should be positive. It should bring peace in you. Bring bliss in you. Following someone, it should not disturb you. Nowadays, say, almost youngs are following anyone and all are getting disturbed. Depression is becoming a common problem in the world. See, countries like America, 1 out of 5 young children are getting depression. America, so luxury. Forget India. India, 3 out of 1 is getting depression. Why? They are just continuously following, whole day mobile. Why they are getting in depression? If they are getting so much knowledge and following the people. So don't follow everyone. If you follow someone, see, good results are coming, getting peace, happy sleep, life is going well. Youngs are not getting sleep full night. I have to go early in the morning for their job. Not getting sleep. What is the use? You ask, give me something which make me good sleep. I am not able to sleep. Give me something, give me peace. Not just going to the psychiatrist or psychologist. Give me something. So, I mean to say, you should not just follow everyone. And if you follow someone, get the good results of it. So, spirituality will change your life. I give you guarantee. Why? I have experimented on the 1,000 of people. You just, still I am saying, don't believe me. Listen 30 lectures. And this spiritual lecture, the Vani, is my experience. I am not copying from anyone. What I speak is my experience. So spirituality means, one who speaks is his experience, her experience. And that experience will match with all that spirituality sayings of the world. So spirituality is going to change you definitely. What the change is? Will change your thought. Once thoughts are changed, root is changed. Root is changed, you will be in bliss. Company of the good thoughts, company of the good people, company of the God. It does not mean that you will lose your enjoyment. Now, going to the disco with the friend, you will dance. But in the dance, you will be blissful. Now, you don't need any drinks of that hard drinks. Not hard drugs. Now you'll enjoy with the beautiful drinks. You have soft drinks, beautiful. Juicy and all. You'll enjoy. The spirituality will not stop you from anything. Remember it. The spirituality will change you. If I get that complete bliss by my all that I have in my surrounding, why should I go and buy something? So you cannot buy the happiness. Happiness, what you buy, is going to bring the sadness. That is temporarily. Going to disco, taking liquor, taking drugs, destroying your body, and you are enjoying for small moments. In the morning when you get up again, disturbed. But spirituality will bring the complete bliss in you. Happy mode all the time. 24 hours into 60 minutes into 60 seconds. Why I am saying, experimented on the thousand of people before coming to you. Before coming to you, I had experimented it. So just listen 30 lectures and this spiritual lecture, what I say, Vani, will change your life. And you yourself will let me know the difference after listening the 30 lectures. So I hope you have understood this Vani. What the spiritual lecture is all my personal experience. So just go with it. Try. If not success, no. Change over. Go ahead for search other. But I challenge, I guarantee you will get change in you. Okay?